reflecting the views of the United States government.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas have suffered a setback as Israel reportedly recalled its negotiating team from the internationally mediated negotiations in Cairo. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday accused the U.S.-designated terrorist group of hobbling the high-stakes negotiations by sticking to delusional demands. Netanyahu's remarks raised concerns over the fate of the talks. The internationally mediated negotiations in Cairo were taking place even as deadly violence continued both in the Gaza Strip and along Israel's border with Lebanon, where low-level fighting has continued since the war broke out. Israel faced growing international pressure on Wednesday to hold off on a planned assault on the last refuge for displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
The World Health Organization's representative for the West Bank and Gaza, Richard Peepercorn, said an offensive in Rafah could overwhelm its already overburdened health system.
Military activities in this area, this densely populated areas, would be, of course, an unfathomable catastrophe and an enormous, would even further expand the humanitarian disaster beyond imaginations.
Israel says it takes steps to minimize civilian casualties and accuses Hamas fighters of hiding among civilians, including in hospitals and shelters, something the militant group denies.
That was Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham.
Bring them home now!
Meanwhile, families of Israelis held hostage by Hamas since October 7th urged the International Criminal Court on Wednesday to ensure justice for their loved ones and to help bring them home. Standing in the rain, families and activists waved Israeli flags and